There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10, plus get 100% match on the first deposit. Up to $200. Wagering at more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks. First Bet app, easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. Details at vsin.com/horses. Please sign up now.
Okay, let's start this hour off with a little more NFL talk as former wide receiver and current VSiN host Mike Pritchard joins the program. Pritch, thanks for the time as always, buddy. It's good to see you. Good to talk to you. We were just talking about like how the approach to Week 18. And I think like different teams can approach it with different styles, right? My example for the Buccaneers would be, and see if you agree with me on this, they didn't really play well all year long. And I understand the Panthers secondary was banged up last week, but finally we saw that connection between Brady and Evans. And Todd Bowles said he probably wants to play starters for a little bit. Do you agree with that philosophy? Should they like keep that going, see if they can in Week 18 before the playoffs start?
Yeah, absolutely. Mitch, Pauly, great to be with you guys this morning, too. I mean, I think even a veteran-laden team like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you know, a team that has a 45, 46-year-old quarterback, right? I mean, you still want to be sharp mentally, right? I think physically, you manage that. You take care of that. Pretty much practices have been consisting of walkthroughs as of late. So you're not really taxing your body anyway. But in my opinion, I think teams need to be more mentally sharp and certainly more confident. And we've seen that emerge a little bit right now with Tampa Bay and the confidence that they have in offense. So, yeah, I like the approach that if you don't know how long you're going to play, you have to approach the game as if you're playing the entire game mentally. And therefore, you can get ready for it. And so go through that routine because you're going to go right back and play the following week as we think. As of right now. And so why not have that mental sharpness and keep prepared that way?
What do you think about betting like first quarters and first halves this week, specifically with the afternoon games, right? And if these teams are going to be scoreboard watching, I think the example here would be the Cowboys against the Commanders and seeing a lot of Sam Howell now, the rookie quarterback in this game. But let's say the Eagles get out to a, 14-0, 17, whatever that score might be. And the Cowboys noticed that in the second quarter at a halftime, and then they call off the dogs. But in the first quarter, first half, they want to go out there and take care of business in case the Eagles do slip up. The philosophy there, betting first quarters and first halves this week, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I love the philosophy. I think style of play comes into it too, Mitch. I mean, just go back to, the Ravens and the Steelers in that first quarter. I think each team had one possession. Because of the style of play, right? You think about running the ball, grinding it out, and things like that. And, if you're looking at the Cowboys and Commanders, the Cowboys, they're becoming more and more balanced, which makes them more difficult I think Dak Prescott with some issues with turnovers and early turnovers, they're overcoming that. But I like the aggressive nature of the Cowboys offensively and then defensively too. You know, putting away that opponent, that also comes into play. So, no, a first quarter, first half standpoint, that kind of market or that kind of wager with the Cowboys, I like that situation. But it's got to be team specific, though. You can't just go across the board and say, okay, this team and that team looks like a good first quarter, first half. I think style of play, philosophy, play selection, I've been talking about that for weeks now in terms of those leading indicators that can give you an idea of what type of game plan these teams will have.
Could be the toughest week to handicap we've seen in a long time, right? You know about week 18 and the scenarios, right? But how do you think the players respond with what they saw on Monday night with Hamlin?
Well, this is a tough one. Obviously, it's going to be on your mind. Before, it wasn't on your mind. But the realistic possibility that something like that can happen to you as a player is now on your mind. And, this sounds callous. It does. But, you know, you get used to a broken leg. You get used to a torn ligament. You get used to, something nasty like that. Like I've seen a guy spiral fracture his leg before. And so his foot, his toes are pointing the opposite way towards his back. Right. And, things like that you see and you're like, you get over that. And, but something like this, you don't get over, guys. And I mentioned it to you before in terms of that subtle reminder that there's an ambulance at the game.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of people, a lot of guys, a lot of fellas are going to take a second look at that and think about it. Now, when the ball is kicked off, maybe you don't think about it as much, but I would not be shocked if we see teams not being as physical as we've seen before. I think some teams, younger teams, perhaps won't be that way, but I think, people or certain circumstances where teams don't have anything to play for, I'm staying away from those games because you just don't know what's going to happen out there. We can get a preseason type of game. We can get a two-hand touch type of game. There's no telling.
A Pro Bowl.
What can be unveiled that way. Yeah, the Pro Bowl. Exactly. Exactly. I mean, I think there's a possibility of a couple of situations like that.
Right. Especially with Buffalo, right? Is it good to go back out there, the escape, and get or is it's too raw and fresh and real? And if what happened Monday night and you're not ready to play football. I don't know.
Right. Paulie, I'm glad you asked that question because, when I was on with you guys earlier this week, I recounted a situation in college, obviously. Mm-hmm. And, the team's emotion is such a big part of this game we play. And it's like if Buffalo has information, if Buffalo and the Bills are confident about DeMar's recovery and they're happy about it, then I think they get inspired by it, to be honest with you guys, at some point. We all want DeMar or Hamlin to pull through for specific reasons in terms of his health, and he's a young man and he's got a whole life in front of him, and certainly we want that to happen. But as you move forward, there's also inspiration drawn from things like this too. And Buffalo is a unique situation up there in that city. It is unlike anything else in the National Football League, I think, when it comes to community and football team. It's more like a college atmosphere, Lambeau, Green Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So when they got it going, it's special up there. And they band together. And then you find other reasons to play this game other than prestige, money, and winning a Super Bowl.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mike Pritchard, our guest, played wide receiver in the league for 9 years. Current VSiN host. So then let's dive a little bit deeper here into some of the motivation or lack thereof for a couple of other teams this weekend, like the Texans, for example. Now, I get it. They're taking on a dead team in the Colts. Sam Ehlinger is going to be the quarterback. But why would the Texans want to trot anybody out there and try to win this game? The number one pick can be theirs, Pritch, with a loss.
Yeah. What's interesting about that is they haven't done anything with that kind of situation over time. I mean, it's like the Jets, right? The Jets have had multiple first-round picks over the years, and they find themselves in the same situation year after year. I mean, you can't afford to miss out on an opportunity to get a franchise quarterback if you are Houston. and you know, the coach, lack of GM or whatever situation they want to go in, or just the bad culture that they are, that they have, it would be catastrophic. I think if you let that situation happen. So it's hard to say and suggest and openly suggest that they're going to tank guys, because you got guys on the field that want to be competitive and play, and the Colts are just god awful. But yeah, there's no way. I stay away from this game. There's no way.
Okay.
That Houston should win this football game, though.
What are you looking at for teasers? And are you want to play against the Rams? Think about this now. You're the defending champs. You set the record for losses. I mean, the tee times have already got to be booked for the Rams, right? Going on the road to Seattle. Seattle should be able to win comfortably, don't you think?
Well, I got Seattle. You know, that's a teaser leg. It's probably, I mean, I think this is the best week to use a teaser, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, the Rams, Baker playing for a contract, whatever his situation, but that goes so far. You're right. I mean, I once was involved in a game in which you're on the road and guys had their suitcases and golf clubs with them. And they were not returning home. They were not returning home. I mean, that was like a destination, right? And then so, that certainly is going to occur. The season is going to come to an end. You got your exit physical and all that, but you can go back and take that if you need to, or if you're no longer with the team. I mean, as a bettor, do a little bit extra work. Mm-hmm. Look at contract, who's free agents, or probably 1 year contract or a lame duck year or something like that. And if that is enough to affect a roster or effective game, there you go. I mean, there's some people out there that are playing for jobs. I mean, Carolina, for instance, a situation in which they want the coach, and there's a lot of younger players that are playing for jobs, and I think they'll have an inspired effort against a division rival.
Pritch, like a minute left here, so we kind of got to go quickly with this one.
Yeah.
The incentives that players are playing for in their contracts. For example, Christian Kirk is one, Gerald Everett's another. There are a bunch of guys. Do they have conversations with their quarterbacks before the game and say, hey, look, I have like $500,000 on the line. I need this many yards or this many catches.
Yo, absolutely. Yeah, you guys, your wife, you guys want a trip? You guys want a cruise? What's going on? I mean, help me get this incentive. Absolutely. Those incentives are in play. Rushing leader, you know, stuff like that's in play. Reception leader, all these things. Because the whole numbers, certainly from an incentive standpoint, is there. But the awards at the end of the year, too. I remember watching Green Bay with Christian Watson, trying to get him more touchdowns.
Yes, they did.
Maybe rookie of the year. Absolutely. Concerted effort, right? So, absolutely. Those conversations are taking place during a week of practice.
Very good. That's awesome knowledge. He's on Twitter, at M.I. Pritchard. You're the best, man. Thanks for the time today. Good luck this weekend.
You guys are the best. Thanks a lot today. Have a great week.
It's funny he said that, because it was so obvious every single Green Bay game. They were trying their damnedest to get him the ball for more touchdowns multiple times every single game.
Was it last year, Tampa Bay with Brown? Or 2 years ago with Antonio Brown?
I think so. Yes, it was.
Yes.
The final game 2 years ago. We'll run down the betting action from last night and win some, lose some. Some of the stats from the NBA last night, mind-blowing. Details next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Wow, winning. Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Hello, Southern California. Huge win for the Lakers, down four starters. No LeBron, they beat the Heat, and they were 3-1 on the money line. Schroeder goes off in the win. Pistons money line plus 230, won at Golden State. Providence 2-1, beat UConn. TCU was plus 210 and beat Baylor. Nottingham Forest plus 225, beat Southampton 1-0 in the prim. Leeds West Ham draw plus 240. Wolves Aston Villa draw plus 250. Suns Cavs under 219.5 down to 215.5. No sweat. 90-88.
That game was 43-33 at halftime, Suns.
My God. Wow.
They lost the game.
Upstate Radford under 139 now to 134.5. 65-60. Also, thanks to the tweets, this was offered at one book. Would a team be held under 15 points in a quarter in the Bucks Raptors game? Yes was 100-1.
Talk.
No team, yeah, it was, what was it, 14-13 at the end of the first quarter in the Milwaukee game? I mean, with a total in the mid-220s, I guess it makes sense. And a great job having that prop up. But then again, a surreal piece of theater. Milwaukee's up 16 with a minute 20 left. They're up 11 with 37 seconds. They blow it. It goes to overtime. They won, but it goes to overtime. What is going on?
That's an auto bet, Paulie, because if you were to look at like alternate team total points in any quarter, and just for one team to go under, you know, 15, that's not going to be 100-1. And then you get both teams by, that's, you have to bet that.
Wow. Crazy. Saw the screen grab. Hopefully it checks out. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN Pro. Our radio and podcast friends, you always want to see these videos and these tweets. We hit every demographic here. Here's Waffles going for a ride. Look at him. Our care in the world. Riding on the motorcycle, got his own seat. There he is. Piece of cake, looking around. And he's on the move with his owner on the bike. That's Waffles. Excellent. How about this is, you sent this and this is great.
Oh, this
look
is
at the dog in the snow. He's got the ride next to him with the donut. And he goes up the hill, jumps in, and knows what to do. All the way down, doesn't even need a human. I don't need help. Goes on the sled himself.
Paulie, this is where it all started years ago on this
show. That's right. That's how we started the video.
People were sending in tweets of dog videos like this, and it just took off.
Yes. He's tied to the donut.
I love that video.
And then comes up with the sled, and then just jumps in and go down the hill, and a piece of cake, and rinse and repeat. That is excellent. I cannot believe this tweet. From VSiN's own Ben Fowkes. First time during the football season, the NBA had a higher handle than the NFL in Colorado. How about that?
That's astonishing.
That is. 142 to 135.
Also, don't forget that I think it was in the same state, even when the pandemic was clearing up, the ping pong handle.
Yeah, 6 million.
Was still off the charts in Colorado.
They did 6 million in ping pong.
Yeah, there was a carryover effect after the pandemic.
Oh, my God. And how about this? Micah Adams tweet going back to the Bucks game. In that win, Giannis had 30, 20, and 10. There have been three of those in the last 18 days. Joker and Luka did it. There were three of them in the previous 4,642 days. Prior to that, there were three of them in the previous 13,915 days. The run we're on with the superstars and what they're doing on a night-in, night-out basis is incredible.
Do we have some talent in this league?
Yeah. Lose some heat from 4 up to 8.5. Lost the game. Knicks Spurs under 228.5 down to 225.5. That was 117 to 114. And how about this lose some? Where the Stallings at Stallings Golf, random DM. I'm not kidding, I promise. They sent the Masters invite to the wrong Stallings. And then the wives got involved and they reached out and said, hey, you know, I think this is meant for you.
It's a regular guy.
Yeah.
His name is Scott Stallings.
Uh-huh.
He's not a golfer. His wife has the same name as the golfer's wife. The golfer, Scott Stallings, obviously.
Yeah.
And all the Masters stuff went to the wrong guy. How about that?
Wasn't it Tommy Fleetwood?
Yeah, it was.
They sent the money to another Tommy Fleetwood.
Direct deposit. Hey, here's $87,000 or whatever it was in your... Wait, what?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yep, win some, lose some, presented by Bet River, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more, betrivers.com.
Paulie, a couple of other things from the NBA last night. Tweet from Bobby Marks, ESPN. You ready for this? The last two games for the Toronto bench, opponents 84, Raptors 14.
Come on.
Yeah, they had 7 points off the bench last night. And they were down by 16 again with 90 seconds to play, and they tied the game to go to overtime.
12 points in the first quarter, 25 points in the last 250 of regulation. That's just stuff. What a two-week run it's been. Individual performances, blown leads, collapses, comebacks.
Every night. And StatMuse on Twitter, Desmond Bane last night for the Grizz. He had 19 and 10. They are 13 and 5 with him this season. He's only played 18 games, obviously. But the Grizzlies now could be a force in the Western Conference playoffs this year. Jaren Jackson playing great defense. Ja's having a great season. And when Bane plays, that kid is deadly from outside.
Okay. Thumbs up, thumbs down. What do you want to you want to bet a future on the Lakers to win the title or to go to to win the West? Thumbs up, thumbs down.
What number?
What do you want to do? How high would you need?
It's very high here at Circa. Very high.
Yep.
I think it's high enough for me to make a bet today. It's 47-1 to win the Western Conference here.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued by that number.
We were going through it again before the show about all the rumors and who could they add with the trade and what's been offered and even a DeRozan or somebody like that. But I keep repeating myself, but a trade is coming. And to see 50-1 to win the West. And a lot depends on Anthony Davis, but you got a shot with LeBron James. You have a chance. You got LeBron James and Anthony Davis. You have a shot. And it's look at where the Suns are at. Again, it's over for Chris Paul. They're a 500 team right now. I mean, the thing's going to be wide open. Just get in this sucker. You have a chance.
Yeah. Who's going to be the one seed?
Denver.
Okay. So let's say the Lakers, via the play-in tournament, get the 8 seed. Would you like their chances in a 7-game series against Denver?
They'd have a chance, yeah.
I think they'd
with Denver's history and right.
Yeah, if Davis is healthy, if he can regain that form he was playing, that was
it. Just blew him out.
That was right. That was the best he was playing since they acquired him years ago. He was out of his mind.
Yeah.
You combine that with LeBron, if they would make a move in a 7-game series, like I love this Nuggets team, but with those two guys, and if they get some shooting, why not? And then beyond that, if they could beat the Nuggets, I know the Warriors are going to get Steph back. I don't know if the Suns scare me or not.
No, I
don't think they do.
They can't. The Warriors are awful without Curry.
Yeah.
But his on-off numbers, again, are comparable to Joker. Historic, what he's done.
Yeah.
Comes down to health, too. We've seen that time and time again in the NBA. It's a war of attrition.
It is. I think the Grizzlies will be scary in the playoffs. That's a good basketball team.
I'd be more concerned about the Nuggets, actually. Memphis showed their inexperience last year.
Yeah, but they can learn from that.
Yeah.
You know.
But Minnesota outplayed them and should have won that series.
That's fair. I don't disagree with that. But also, some of the other teams we thought were going to be really, really good in the West, yeah, probably not really the case.
Mm.
Like, if they had to play the Pelicans, for example, the Lakers.
Well,
Pelicans are very good at full strength. Lakers can't beat them.
Right. But the whole part of this argument is, who are they getting? Are they getting a DeRozan? Are they getting a Bogdanovich? Somebody? Who are the Lakers getting? Give up those picks already.
Well,
who cares about 2029?
Well, you have to have a dance partner, though.
Although I think they have plenty of takers, right? But because what also happens? Does Chicago say that's it? We're out of it, and you can have some guys.
Well, I mean, if that's
who punts on the season?
That's a total game changer if they would land DeRozan.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be a pipe dream, but if that trade is pulled off somehow, I mean, that's been rumored, right?
Well, what's the worst thing you can be in the NBA? Average. So I think the Bulls have to blow it up and go in a different direction.
How about that, by the way? The win over the Nets last night, they're 8-1 against the best teams in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, that is funky.
8-1. But yeah, you look at that. The Lakers are 22-1 at DraftKings to win the West. They're 47-1. Always shop around. 47-1 here at Circa.
I see it. I mean, I see their A game. I've seen it. They're so capable. They can beat anybody on any night.
They go to the Bucks.
But that's right.
Davis had, 50 in that game,
right?
Whatever it was.
You got a guy like Schroeder, good veteran player.
Mm-hmm.
30 points last night. Big win. All these guys out. Beat Miami.
What would you need? You're asking me. I'm seeing 47
50,
might
50,
be good. 50's
fine.
In that neighborhood?
To win the conference? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's follow the money here on Visa, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, we'll hear from Mike McDaniel on Skylar Thompson, their third-string quarterback, and what Sean McDermott told Zach Taylor on the field Monday night when that unfortunate situation was taking place in front of the entire country. This is Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Good doubleheader Saturday in the NFL, and the props are already up at Bet Rivers. One I like, I'll tell you about in 10 minutes. And they have great house specials, dynamite menu, and fun promotions like the Tuesday hockey first goal insurance and the Sunday football parlay insurance. Whether you're a football, hockey, or basketball fan, they have you covered. It's a whole new game at Bet Rivers.
So, Paulie, Skylar Thompson is the third-string quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. He is a rookie. He played well in the preseason, but in the few games that he's played so far this year, Game 1 was back on October 9th against the Jets. The Dolphins lost that game 40-17. He was 19 of 33 for 166 yards. That is 5 yards per attempt, 0 touchdowns, 1 INT. He played the next week against the Vikings a little bit. That was a start by Bridgewater. Thompson in relief, 7 of 13, 89 yards, no touchdowns, no INTs. And then he played last week against the Patriots, 12 of 21, 104, 5 yards per attempt, 1 touchdown, 1 INT. You really have to love this quarterback battle that we're going to get between the Dolphins and the Jets this weekend.
They haven't ruled out Teddy Two Gloves.
Not yet.
But as we sit here today, he can't even grip a football. Can't even throw the ball. So, good luck with that with a broken finger.
Sure. So here is Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel on his confidence on the rookie quarterback.
I'm very confident because I base my opinions on what I see. And what I see is a guy that can play NFL caliber football whose teammates believe in him. And a formula for a successful offensive play is a quarterback that's willing to do whatever it takes and a bunch of teammates that fully believe in what he has to offer. His job is to play a part, and I know his part, if directed in the right way and it's his best effort, is plenty good enough to get done what needs to get done.
I think he's right, and I think that Miami can win this game.
He goes on eye test.
Yeah, right. Well, you also have a team that's, okay, so 5-game losing streak, but it's all right there for you. I mean, win the game, Buffalo wins, you're in the playoffs, right? Patriots lose, and the Jets come limping in as well, also losers of 5 in a row, but the comments all week from the Jets, yeah, we blew the season. We should have been a playoff team. We blew it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like Miami if it was going to be Zach Wilson, but the decision to go to White, and I think the Jets could come in defeated too. So as Tyreek Hill always says, I'll put up numbers with anybody. But if it's going to be Thompson, absolutely they can win this game at home against a Jet team that could phone it in.
You want to tease up the Dolphins at 7.5 right now?
You could do that too, yes.
I would be intrigued by
that's
that.
That's not bad, yeah. Need a dance? Boy, you want to dance? Yeah, you got plenty of partners out there.
Oh, Cowboys down to 0.5?
Yeah, Seattle.
1.5, yeah.
Bengals, okay. Tease up Cleveland, sure.
Okay. We also have this. Now, the number is on the board at most books. Bengals are laying 7 right now. Did touch 7.5 yesterday. Total is between 41.5 and 42.5 at home against the Ravens. All signs are pointing towards the league just completely calling off the Bengals-Bills game. All right, like that's not going to be played. I don't know how they would squeeze it in at this point. You can't play a game on Sunday and then have these two teams turn around and play a game like on Wednesday of next week and then have the playoffs. Not going to happen.
Because I also agree with Howard Eskin. You can't back everything up a week two.
Based on one game.
Based on one game, yes.
Yep. Yep. It just so happens that it was the most meaningful Monday night game in like a generation.
Yeah.
So the unfortunate part there, obviously, here is the head coach for the Bengals, Zach Taylor, telling us what Sean McDermott told him on the field Monday night.
When I got over there, the first thing he said was, I need to be at the hospital for tomorrow, and I shouldn't be coaching this game. And so that, to me, provides all the clarity, because there was no unprecedented is the word that gets thrown out a lot about this situation, because that's what it is. But in that moment, he really showed who he was, that all his focus was just on DeMar and being there for him, being there for his family at the hospital. And at that point, I think everything trended in the direction it needed to trend, and the right decisions were made there. But again, the way that I really felt Sean McDermott led in that moment for his players. He was there for his players. He processed the right way, which is incredibly difficult, and really helped us get to the solution that we needed to get to.
They knew right away. Mm-hmm. They knew right away. Mm-hmm. You're human beings. You have to know how bad that situation is. Okay. What do you like in that game, by the way?
I like Cincinnati.
So you would tease them down to 1.5?
Yes, I think they're going to win the game.
Okay.
There's just no passing attack, but Baltimore.
I know.
You've seen how bad the offense has struggled here.
Okay. As a guy, again, who is holding a massive ticket on the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, let's pretend for a second we get Chiefs-Bengals AFC playoffs. What do you make that point spread?
Chiefs-Bengals, at any point.
Yep.
I think Kansas City's 4. 3.5. You?
I would absolutely bet the Bengals in that spot.
So would I.
So I personally would make it 3.
It wouldn't even be a hedge. I would take Cincinnati. Yeah. Plus on the history.
Give me 3.5, 4 all day long with Cincinnati. I actually think I'm not going to be surprised if it comes below 3.
All right.
If we actually get that game. What would you make Chiefs Bills? Bills were favored there earlier this year. Are they favored again?
I heard somebody say they'd make Chiefs 4 over the Chargers, 4.5, which I think that was one of the games too, the first meeting on that Thursday night.
Yeah,
so
they're
I guess I might be too high on that. Maybe Bills, maybe Chiefs 2.5, 2 against Buffalo. It's a tough call.
Yeah. Okay, so some more on the incentives for this week. We do see props right now for the Saturday night game between Jacksonville and Tennessee, and again, some of the incentives here. Christian Kirk, he gets $500,000. He needs 2 catches and 91 yards to hit those incentives. Well, Christian Kirk's prop for yards in this game is 55.5 at DraftKings. Zay Jones needs 2 catches and 98 yards for a $250,000 bonus and a $500,000 bonus.
Yeah.
Zay Jones is 49.5.
This is tricky because it's such an important game. If it was just a regular, typical Week 18 game, okay. Well, you should get 3 catches, or at least 2. But first things first, make sure the game's in hand and it's comfortable, and then you can start worrying about this. And your question to Mike earlier, it's not just the quarterback. Remember 2 years ago, that was also Leftwich walking around. Who wants to eat? Who wants to eat? It's the offensive coordinator who you go to and say, listen, I have some props here and some incentives. I have incentives here. Can I make $1 million? I'll take care of you.
That was Brady to Antonio Brown.
Yep.
And they were running back-to-back-to-back plays specifically to get Brown. Remember they were doing that
push pass.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And he went over his bonuses then. And they all cashed. Like, that was great.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of information that, it pays to know that stuff beforehand. A lot of the stuff is, like, the Lawson angle is dynamite. Where's my information on Lawson?
This needs
here?
A sack, 600,000.
Yeah. He needs one sack to get that bonus. And here's the breakdown on Lawson. He gets the Dolphins offensive line. They're ranked 31st in the league.
Hmm.
He had 6 pressures week 5 against Miami.
Knockout information.
What do you want to do? What do you want to do with Justin Jefferson? Now, he needs 194 to break the record. How do you treat this if you're Kevin O'Connell,
yeah.
if you're Kirk Cousins, and you're Jefferson? I mean, what if it's 28-3 Vikings third quarter?
Are you still
throwing him screen passes to get the record?
I don't think Jefferson is thinking about that and he cares. The other thing is, you look like a complete buffoon if something would happen to him in the fourth quarter and he can't play in the playoffs. Jefferson keeps saying it's all about the ring and let's get a championship.
Yeah, if you get,
I guess it's how close are you once you get into the third quarter? What happens in the first half?
Sure.
Also, is the guy really out there if you're blowing him out against Peterman? I mean, if the game's in hand, are you really going to put him out there?
I can't imagine that. However, you can still bet him over 90 and a half, or you can bet him with the alternate stuff over 100, 120, that kind of thing. Now, what hurt him was last week doing nothing against the Packers. Because let's say Jefferson was within, 115 yards right now. Well, then I would absolutely be looking to play him over 100 yards and over 110 on alt numbers. But 194, that's unless he breaks one on the first, let's say in the first quarter, the very first drive of the game, hey, there's a 79-yard touchdown to Jefferson. Okay, now you're cooking. But if that doesn't happen, man, they're really going to have to can you imagine that in a blowout? Hey, here's 11 second-half targets for Justin Jefferson to break the record.
49ers did it final game with T.O.
They're all 0-0.
Didn't he have 20 catches in the game?
Yeah, he did.
Just like, let's just throw it to him every single play and see what happens.
Yep. All right, so you're all hot and heavy and some other props that you're going to bet. We have in-pocket plays coming up next. Paulie will run down what he likes. They're ready for the games on Saturday. And I have a college basketball bet that I like, don't love. I would have loved it if this scenario didn't happen earlier in the week. I'll explain that coming up here and Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1.
You're right.
All right, here we go. An intriguing week 18. Ton of teaser possibilities and crazy line movement in several games. Today I wind up on the Jets. With Mike White starting at quarterback, and you're choosing the lesser of two evils, you're still choosing evil. But both teams enter the contest on five-game losing streaks. But I don't have much confidence in Skylar Thompson. And I think the Jets will get it done on the road, and Miami will close on a six-game losing streak. That's how I've been running here, and go under their win total of 8.5. I now land on the Broncos, laying 2.5. Based on the league's decision yesterday to put Cincinnati-Baltimore as the early game. And I expect Cincinnati to win that, clinch the division, which they're already going to win if they don't make up the Bills game. But in any event, they will beat Baltimore, which will lock in the Chargers to the 5 seed.
Okay.
Which I don't know how long they'll play people, but it's also a play on Denver, which if you throw out the unmitigated disaster on Christmas, they're on a 4-1 ATS run. And the offenses look better. And certainly they moved it 2 times on Kansas City. And then this is now up at Bet Rivers. This is the whole game plan and the whole key to the game. What can Henry do to pull the upset Saturday night in Jacksonville? Henry over 91.5 rushing yards. Because it's, what am I going to get out of Dobbs, right? So it's lean on Henry. He's well rested. He didn't play in the Thursday night game against Dallas. Full dose of Henry, and that's the recipe for the upset on the road, is a big performance by Henry. Also, what I gave out earlier in the week, Packers laying 4 Sunday night against Detroit. I would like Green Bay, even if Lions were in a win-in situation. Raiders plus 10 in the Saturday game. Patriots money line plus 280. That was correlated because I bet Cincinnati on Monday night. And I thought Buffalo wouldn't have much to play for because I thought Cincinnati would win. And again, this is how this has not moved is beyond me. You're actually seeing 40.5s here. The Browns have played 6 straight unders. Who's scoring in this game with Cleveland and Pittsburgh? I can't believe the total. Great Pittsburgh defense, you know, kind of managed the game from Pickett. And he hasn't done much in the last 2 weeks. Until the game-winning drive in the fourth quarter. I'll go under in that game as well.
Yeah, I think the total probably should be around 37 in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm doing in college basketball tonight. So I was looking ahead to the schedule, and I noticed the projected point spread in this game between Ohio State and Purdue. And I really like the idea of Purdue in this game to win it outright at home. What I did, Paulie, was reach out to VSIN resident Purdue expert and alma mater, his alma mater, Matt Eumanns, yeah, to find out how he's going to play this game. He told me he bet Rutgers plus 8.5 pretty big earlier this week, hoping Purdue would escape with a win, and then Ohio State would have been his biggest bet of the entire season today. He had this game today circled for 3 weeks.
Oh.
But then the situation got screwed up a little bit because Purdue lost it outright.
Again to Rutgers.
So he's dialing it back a little bit with how big his bet was going to be. But I'm still going to bet Ohio State. I'm not going to lay the 1.5. I'm taking the money line minus 125 tonight at home against Purdue. Purdue, really, they were not playing that great before the game and the loss against Rutgers. So Ohio State is pretty good as well. So I'll take them to win the game outright tonight in college hoops. And my pending plays, we have some common ones here. Packers on minus 4 against the Lions. The reason why, again, I think the Lions can, regardless of what happens in the Seattle game, I think the Lions will be ready to win this game and play hard for Dan Campbell. The whole reason why I bet this, though, is because I think the number's going to go up. I don't think it's... There's no scenario where this is going to go below 4.
What happens when Seattle beats the Rams?
Sure, if that and the public just keeps betting Green Bay over and over and over again.
Standalone game like that, right? Last game of the season, yeah.
So then I can get out of that game if I want to at that point. Brown Steelers with you, under 40 in that game. I'm starting to lean towards the Browns, by the way, in the game to cover that spread. And I did bet the for a little bit here, Colts-Texans under 38.5. I have no idea who wins that game, but why would the Texans want to? I Lovie Smith, old school approach. Don't you have to lose that game, but I'm going under 38.5.
In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern at BetRivers.com. Possible playoff games next week. Green Bay at San Francisco, Giants at Minnesota, Dallas at Tampa, Baltimore at Cincinnati, Bills at home to Pittsburgh or Miami, L.A. in Jacksonville. Some doozies there.
Okay, you reached out again to two different odds makers here in town. One here at Circa, Chris Bennett, and you worked out, reached out to the guys at the Westgate as well. They had different numbers on that San Francisco Green Bay game, if that's what we're going to get. One book said 4.5, another book said 5.5. That would tell me that if it would open up 6 or get to 6, like all the sharps are going to be on 6 with Green Bay. To me, I thought 4.5 was a little bit low if it were to open there. And you said that you like the Cowboys, so that opens 3 on the road against Tampa Bay.
If it's 3. Yeah. More anti-Tampa than pro-Dallas, even though Dallas has been awful defensively and Dak continues to turn it over. Jamal Williams, how about speaking of big tickets and what do you need? At Caesars, before the season, he was 300-1 to have the most rushing yards, rushing touchdowns, rather. And he can cash that ticket with a 2-touchdown lead going into Sunday night. But he was asked about possible bulletin board material, and does he take it personal with Rodgers saying, oh, I looked at the schedule, and when I looked at it, I figured we could have went out.
I don't watch TV.
You don't watch TV? You didn't hear about it?
I'm trying not to cuss. I don't care. I just want to play football and go home. But you're holding me. You're holding me right now. I just want to go home and play Pokemon.
Go home and play Pokemon?
Yeah. Pokemon.
Yeah.
Don't do that. You can't disrespect Pokemon like that. Pokemon?
Pokemon. Right.
You sound
old. I got my nephew some Pokemon cards. They're kind of a big deal.
Yeah. I don't know what cards you got on. They must have sucked because you calling them Pokemon. But it's a fine. Never mind. I'm off topic. Come on. My bad. I'm sorry.
Go home and play video games.
Sure.
I once interviewed Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis says he plays video games 6-7 hours a day. This was years ago. But he was still playing when I interviewed him. Six, 7 hours a day, he said.
How the hell do you have time?
I don't know.
So he has 15, Williams does. He's 2 up on Eckler,
2 up,
Henry, and Hurts. Hurts was going to win that before he got hurt. At the goal line, they were running him in 2-3 times a game.
God. Who would bet that?
Jalen Hurts?
No, Williams. What a monster ticket.
Well, keep in mind, again, they love, and this has now been an ongoing thing for a couple of years. They love going to him, like, inside the 10.
That's right.
So you got to know the tendencies of the teams. Let me give you this. We've been asking you pretty much all show what you need in Week 18 to cash a ticket. This is from, again, Guy in the Cornfields. He has, where do you find this number? Garrett Wilson, 15-1, most receiving yards by a rookie. He has 1,014. Olave has 982. Send me the screen grabs here.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yep.
Most rushing yards, most receiving yards for
a rookie.
Okay, good.
But 15-1.
Good catch.
That's a very good number.
You're not a fan of this game. I love it. And also, back when I used to drink, it was a fun game because you push a lot and the drinks keep coming. I'm talking about Pigao, where you have to win on both hands. You get 7 cards. You make a hand up top with 2 cards and the bottom 5 cards. The Nevada Pigao Progressive at Caesars is at an all-time high. The Progressive links more than 40 tables across Caesar properties statewide, Tahoe, Vegas, Laughlin, and Reno. It's at $6.3 million.
Okay.
You have to get the 7-card straight flush.
Okay, well, that's definitely worth playing now.
Oh, my God.
Even though I can't. It's a myth. I was lied to my entire life. You come, you sit at a table with a bunch of buddies, you push the entire time. Really? I lose money within an hour every single time I sit down.
Yep. You got bad info. Like, you can't miss season 2 of White Lotus. Bad info.
Very bad.
So that they just tweeted that out. That is a monster.
Well, 6.3 million. I mean,
wow.
What is that normally? 300,000-500,000? Isn't that what it resets to?
I don't know.
Depends on the casino.
Well, normal properties that don't have this many tied together, it's usually 200,000-300,000. Right. And a big hit. But man, 6 million if you get the 7-card straight flush.
Hey, by the way, on incentives, John Goulet here brought this up to us earlier, and Jesse Welch is saying this on Twitter. I don't remember this.
Gronk?
A couple years ago, Gronk had a $1 million incentive, and he believes Brady was mic'd up, and Gronk literally told Brady on the sideline, "Tom, I need one more for a milli." Sure enough, he got it to him.
Sure. There you go. Well done. Yep. The Antonio Brown was ridiculous.
Oh,
they were playing Atlanta.
Come on.
I think he threw it to him twice, and they did the push pass.
Yeah.
Three times in a row.
Push pass?
Whenever.
Yeah.
Whenever.
Yeah.
you got it. Come on.
We are back tomorrow. Tomorrow's show is always fun. Week 18, we'll talk to a bunch of beat writers and how these teams are going to attack these matchups. Have a good night. We'll see you. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.